16 through 18. Well, before we get into the message today, I did want to offer the opportunity to share a testimony. Remember, a testimony, it's not the complexity of the story. It's not the depth of the details, but it's what God is doing in your life. And if there's something that God has done in or through you vicariously, through maybe a daughter-in-law, I'm prepping there, maybe Mary will be willing to share. I would like to hear from you guys here today and just share this testimony, understanding that, again, this is God working in us, right? And that is what we do this for, that we remember who God is. Okay, all right. You said you were, but...
Now, I got a text from Cara, and it kind of opened my eyes a little bit on, as I always put it, they were kicked out of Turkey, but Turkey was actually their home, even though they were born and raised in the United States. God made Turkey their home for 9 years. That's all my grandkids knew, really. So she said, I'm super proud of your grandkids. They saved up money to buy jackets to distribute to refugees today. The three girls in the picture are from Afghanistan, but lived in Turkey as refugees before coming to Greece. So our girls played with them in Turkish for several hours while Micah and I were talking in Farsi and Turkish to people from Iraq, Iran, Uzbekistan, and Afghanistan. Number one, learning those languages. I think that was God's way of putting them in Turkey to learn these languages, to move them somewhere else. And she said, as we spoke with people, we were able to share how Micah was deported from Turkey, and these people were shocked that Americans could receive the same treatment they do. And when she used the word deport, I'm like, wow. That's a whole new outlook on how they were treated. Even though Turkey is, my grandkids still say Turkey is their home. She said, it was sweet for our hearts to see how God redeems all things and uses everything for his glory. Our grandkids, Caleb especially is having a hard time because he is the only boy in the family. He is kind of like his father and his grandfather. Perfect, right. I know, poor kid. But it's hard for him to make friends. And so that's my prayer right now, is that God has put them in Greece, not America, which I would rather them be here, but God's got them in their hands. But Greece is their home now, and this made Caleb see that how deported people can be, how they are treated. So it opens up his eyes that, hey, I am not in my home country, as he says, but he is where God's put him. So I'm praying that this opens up all of their eyes as to, the girls are outstanding like I am. They get to know people. But he's very, so if you guys could just put Caleb on your prayer list to be able to not be like his dad and grandfather and get out and meet people and be friends with people, because he really needs it.
Thank you.
Okay. I go to lunch the first Thursday in every month. Well, when I can go, which this was the first time I could go in months, with people that used to go to church with. And once in a while, some people from our church, but didn't have a chance this month. But Debbie, a friend of ours, said, is Gary still preaching? I go, yeah. She says, is he good? I said, he's wonderful. And then it turned to a conversation that really God made my heart swell. And a lot of this is due to Dan, Gary, and so many others from the youth group that we worked with Dan. Dan was amazing with these kids, are working for God in so many ways. I mean, we've got pastors, we've got missionaries, we've got people that just lay people that work in their church and work with youth groups, or, you know, do so many things. If any of you know Phil Wilson, he's so quiet and, you know, not very outgoing. And he leads a class with Awana every week. And it just makes my heart swell that God has worked so hard in all of these kids. And that doesn't usually happen. But this youth group that Dan was instrumental in bringing along to God are just, excuse me, it just makes my heart want to bust. And I just thank God for them every day. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, there we go.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you an update on our Good News Club. It's a ministry that I've been blessed to be involved with. It's at Lexington School, where we work with, we have a team from our church and also from Aldersgate Church, and we work with the children there in the form of an after-school club. It has been such a blessing, and God is powerfully working through this ministry. Last year was our first year. We had 23 children. This year, we have 36 children registered. And our average attendance is 32, 33 kids each week. Of those children, 15 are unchurched, have no church affiliation at all. So please make that a matter of prayer, that this is so important, because this is the only opportunity, perhaps, that some of those children have to hear the gospel. And it's really a powerful ministry. These kids are asking good questions now. During one of the lessons, I had two little fourth grade girls running back and asking me questions, because they were just thirsty to know more about what the teacher was telling them. Just, you know, as an example, well, Pastor Doug is the pastor of the other church, and he does some of the teaching, and he happened to be teaching, and they said, well, Pastor Doug said that Jesus was the only perfect person. He said, what about God? and then I had to kind of, you know, in as simple a terms as I could, explain that to them. But after that lesson, those two girls went back, and Laurie Amatangelo is our prayer leader and one of our counselors, and she prayed the sinner's prayer with those two girls. So they didn't pray it out loud, but they bowed their heads and they prayed with her. So the message is getting through, and I'm just, I do different things with the club. I have different roles that I play. I wear different hats, and sometimes I lead the songs. So one day we have our technical lead here. Yeah, so our pastor has a little bit different role with the Good News Club. He's the technical lead there. And then the song video, there was a technical issue, and the video stopped. And I stopped because I'm like, well, what can I do to help? You know, I'm there like wringing my hands. The kids just kept on singing. They just kept on singing because that was what was in their hearts to do. So, and I do want to give just a brief mention. It's a whole team effort. The people from our church that are involved, this team, Pastor Gary is our technical lead and does whatever, setup person, he does all that. Miss Esther Bush, Miss Grace Bush, Miss Elena Amatangelo, I am so grateful for these teen girls that they do anything they're asked to do, and they do it from their heart. And it's a lot of work. I've put a lot on them with songs, with games, with just whatever I ask them to do, doing the flip chart, during the lesson, whatever. And a lot of times it changes on the fly. Here, go do this. And they're able to do it, and they do it with grace and with joy in their hearts. Also, big thanks to Mrs. Heather Bush, because Mrs. Heather Bush she doesn't come to the club, but she works behind the scenes, and she does our goodie bags, things that the kids take home, including Bible verses, including information about this church, as well as other fun things. And that's a lot of work, and she's doing that behind the scenes. And one more person to thank, my husband. I am married to that guy that sits back there. and on a good day I even admit it, but he's the one that, like, when I get discouraged or frustrated, or, you know, I don't know if I can, there's not enough time to get everything done, just go out and do it, Linda. Just go do it. I don't want to hear about it. I just want you to, and I said, well, it's an important ministry. He says, well, then just go do it. and sometimes I've needed that. But I just wanted you to know, to pray for these children, these unchurched children, these children that are really thinking about the message. We are done now. We're taking a little break. We're going to come back for another 7-week session starting in February. So be praying for that, and be praying for the outreach that's going on there.
Thank you. Yeah, we do that on Thursday afternoons, 2:00 to about 2:30 to 4:30. So if that's something that you have in your schedule that might be available, see Linda. And Linda's being modest. Linda's our team leader. It wouldn't happen without Linda. So I just want to say that. It's a blessing. God gave me her name when it first started, and I just was praying. I said, please let her be the one to want to do it, and she did. So God is good. Anybody else? Thank you.
Here very often. I'm here every Sunday. And last Sunday, I had an opportunity to go out of town and have some time with family, which was really nice. We went to a different church on Sunday, and it was funny because Elena said, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I get to see another church. I never get to see another church and how another church runs. And it was so funny because we run in, and we don't run in, we walk in, and she makes a beeline for the youth department, a beeline. And if you know Elena, everyone is her friend, and she's just glad-handing everybody, hi, and the kids are like, they don't know her from, she just walks right in. Anyway, it was just really, really great. She got a chance to check that out and see what they're doing in their youth group, and it was really awesome to attend church with my family and sit in a new, with a different congregation and listen to a different pastor. And it was interesting because the pastor spoke on a passage that I have studied so many times. And when he said, this is where I'm going to be, this is the chapter I'm going to be in, and there's part of me that thought, oh, I have studied this. I really wanted to hear something new and, you know, something fresh. And he was speaking out of Psalm 23. And it wasn't that it was disappointing. It just was something that I knew a lot about. And he started out by using a literary device that I have used in my classes a million times when I do theater, when I taught. And that is, you take a brief part of some sentence, and you emphasize a different word each time that you read it, because it gives it new meaning every time you read it with a different emphasis. And this, I have been mulling and thinking about this all week. It got stuck in my head, and it was so powerful. So you're going to do this with me today, just because I think just getting this in our head makes us, I don't need it, just getting in our head makes us think about this in a different way. And I hope as you head into Thanksgiving this week that you think about this, because it really, I could not get my mind away from it all week. It just kept rolling around in my mind. the first five words of the first verse are, "The Lord is my shepherd." So we're going to say those words, but each time we say them, we're going to emphasize a different word. When I say emphasize it, I mean say it really strongly and then say the other words. So the words are, "The Lord is my shepherd." Here's the first one. Say it with me. "The Lord is my shepherd." The second word. "The Lord is my shepherd." The third word. Think about it. "The Lord is my shepherd." The fourth word. "The Lord is my shepherd." And the last word. "The Lord is my shepherd." It just gets stuck. And it reminds you, and it did me this week, of who he is.
Thank you so much. Okay.
For years I've had struggles praying. I always tell God, "Forgive me, Lord, because I know my prayers are boring." Because I seem to pray the same things over and over again. And then half the time I forget who I want to pray for. So I've started a prayer journal. And I'm really anxious and excited to start to pray. And I always pray. That's the thing I do before I go to bed. It's just my time to be alone with God. And I found this verse, and I kind of end my prayers with this. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." And that power is the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not our power. And we have to remember as Christians that we don't go out ever. And we do a lot because we forget, we leave God at home. But we need to go out with the power of the Holy Spirit in us. And at this Christmas time, more and more people are open to the gospel, and we need to take the opportunity that we get, not to be obnoxious, but to be in love, to show people God's love. And I'm starting to map this verse out in the James method, because there's a lot to unpack in that verse.
Thank you.
In this week of Thanksgiving, I just wanted to thank God for Braden and Elena, because, you know, Braden's going to be 18 this week, and Elena's going to be 16 10 days later, and you know, I don't know where that time went. I can still remember when I was 18. You know, I mean, it's fading. Yeah, she does too. I was probably a troublemaker. But, you know, the Bible says, you know, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're older, they won't depart from it. And, you know, and I just pray that as a father, I can be an example and train up my kids in the way they should go. And, you know, it just, you know, when Elena, you know, stands up and gives a testimony, or after Bible study, when Braden asks me a question that I have no idea the answer to, and I got to look it up and, you know, study it, you know, it just kind of keeps me on my toes. And, but yeah, I just want to thank God for that, because, you know, we teach them, and they, you know, in turn kind of teach us in a way. But I want to thank for them, and then for all their friends too, who are good examples for them, and they kind of help each other and have Bible studies together. And, you know, that's just, you know, it's kind of warms your heart when, you know, they talk, or, you know, they don't talk about going to the mall. They talk about, "Hey, let's have a Bible study together," you know, and it's just like, you know, society these days, you know, has screwed so many kids up, and they're looking for something, and they're looking for a hope. But, you know, and I just pray that, you know, anybody in this youth group can be an example to any of the other kids that are around, that kind of show them, you know, hey, there is something better than what you're doing. And that's kind of been my, you know, with Brad and Becky too, same thing. It's, you know, when I had that opportunity to, you know, say something to somebody, you know, I pray that God gives me the words to say. Because sometimes, you know, we just can't do that on our own. And you know, for some reason, when I'm out, you know, just out doing something, you know, someone just come up and say something to me, and I'm like, you know, it can't be because of my outgoing, bubbly personality, because I do not have one of those. So there must be something that God is doing there that is, you know, attracting that. But you know, we just got to take advantage of those opportunities. kids do. But yeah, that's what I'm thankful for.
Thank you. All right. I don't see any hands, so if you're wave them bigger. Okay. All right. We'll finish up there. Thank you guys so much for that.